how do you leave the people you know? How do you accept death?
And so, pretty big question these dancers from Dance Now Miami are being asked to contemplate during rehearsal.
On the beat, in front, almost in front of the beat. He knew he had to do something, right?
The person talking to them is Rosemarie Wharton, and she's talking about a ballet choreographed by her little brother Eddie. Edward Sturley was 18 when he started working on this ballet. Within the year, he'd tested positive for HIV. It was the 1980s, and the dance became a response to the AIDS crisis. The name of the ballet is Lacrimosa. It means weeping or mourning. Sturley was a dancer with the Joffrey Ballet, one of the elite American dance companies. The company premiered his piece.
So the ballet is acceptance. You know, even as he passed, he would say, life goes on, keep moving, keep going. So just when you dance the work, you know that.
Sturley's parents are here too, Bill and Rose. Bill says to call them Pop. They're 88 and 85. Before rehearsal, Pop handed out presents to each dancer, a gift-wrapped copy of a biography about Edward Sturley. Each one came with a card written by Sturley's mom. She's had a couple of strokes, so writing them took some effort. Lacrimosa is set to Mozart's Requiem. Sturley knew he was dying when he was making this dance. A dancer representing Sturley is circled by other dancers. He falls, and he's picked up, and he's dragged. And at the center of this dance is a pas-de-deux, a duet with a woman, somebody he's going to be leaving behind. In the corner, a looming figure looks on, death. Sturley grew up dancing tap and jazz with his big sister, Rosemarie. His dad says then he started talking about ballet.
I said, no, ballet, what are you, crazy?
His dad is on the verge of tears remembering this. For 50 years, he was the maintenance man at Chaminade, the all-boys Catholic school in Hollywood, Florida. His mom ran the lunchroom at Madonna, the girls' school. Rosemarie convinced her parents to let her brother take ballet classes. The teacher was in Hialeah.
And I'm thinking, man, that's far from my... What about the gas? Oh, my God.
Rose got another job cleaning their church.
So that $25 went into the gas tank to get Eddie to...
Pop started going with his son to competitions. People used to tell Sturley he was too small for ballet. Once, Pop says, somebody doubted Sturley could even lift his dance partner.
And then Eddie picked this girl up, walked around the room with her over his head, brought her over to the guy, and set her right down in front of the guy, and smiled and walked away.
Sturley's parents say watching this rehearsal in this studio at the Little Haiti Cultural Center is like having Eddie back in the room with them. After Sturley died, his father spent 2 years traveling around the country, talking at schools and colleges and dance companies about AIDS and how people could keep themselves safe.
It's still forefront in our lives, and it's got to be addressed. That's all there is to it.
Especially here. Miami-Dade and Broward counties have some of the highest rates of new HIV cases in the country. One of the directors of Dance Now Miami is Hannah Baumgarten.
Because survival is possible, people are forgetting that it's something that does need to still be faced.
Like, I had friends who have been completely healthy, dancing in the studio 1 minute.
Anthony Velasquez is dancing the role of Edward in these performances.
And then withering away the next minute.
When the Joffrey Ballet performed Lacrimosa in Los Angeles in 1990, Sturley told the LA Times that he didn't yet consider himself a choreographer. I consider myself a dancer who's being creative, he said. In 10 years, if I'm still creating and crafting, then I'll call myself a choreographer. Less than a year later, Edward Sturley died from AIDS, 3 days after the premiere of his second ballet. He was 23. Lacrimosa has been performed for 25 years. This week, it's on stage at the Fillmore in Miami Beach, and tonight's performance is reserved for LGBTQ teenagers and young adults. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.